Chase Bolt, rebound Harbor Beach. Here comes Pratt. 4:45 left in the second. 11-9 Harbor Beach. Ginther in the left corner. Feeds it into Stephen Bean. Triple team. And he gives it up. Off to number 10, Mills. He goes down. And guess who gets it back? Stephen. He picks it up. Over to Anson across the timeline. Sloan Glassy, top of the key. Reels it in. Anson on the right wing. Almost took the three. Drives it to the right elbow. He takes the jump shot on the fade. No good. Rebound. Sandusky, 32. Bullock. Baisdell drives into the lane. Had a little bit of a hip check there from number 44, Sloan Glassy. He's going to be charged with a foul as that one was on the floor. Harbor Beach's third team foul. Baisdell has it underneath their own hoop. 11-9. Harbor Beach leads 4:07. Bill drives into the lane, picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Back out to number 32. Bullis takes the three. That one's no good. Rebound Ginther over Baisdell.
This has become a real physical ball game. They're really battling on the inside, and the referees are, even though they're making some calls, they're letting them go.
It looks like a Michigan State-Wisconsin game out here.
Pretty much.
And looking at the score, it is a Wisconsin-Michigan State basketball game. Aaron Ginther on the left wing. Shedding off defenders with his elbows. Over to Kraft into Glassy in the right corner. 3:33 left. Back up to Kraft, top of the key, being guarded by Bill. Or to Sloan Glassy in the corner, once again being guarded by number 12. Back up to Ginther, takes the jump shot from the free throw line. He's fouled on the wrist. And this one's going to go against Sandusky. That's the team's ninth foul. Foul on number 11 for Sandusky. Shifley, that's his second. So the line shooting two is Ginther. Ginther has 2 points on the game. 11-9, Harbor Beach leads by merely 2 points. Another no-arc free throw from Harbor Beach as Booms comes in and replaces Seaman with 3:21 left in the first half. Get there with one more free throw coming. That one rims out as well. Rebound number 12 for Sandusky. Tucker. Over to Bullis, back up to Baisdell, across the timeline, being guarded by Glassy, top of the key. Picks up a dribble, over to number 11, Shifley. Bullis, then to Baisdell on the right post, he goes up for the shot, he's fouled hard on that one, and Baisdell is going to have two free throws coming. Fouls on number 12, Aaron Ginther of Harbor Beach, that's his first team's fourth. Now we check in with Ryan Brown. Ryan, how physical is it down there on the baseline?
Oh, it's extremely physical. The bigs are definitely battling down low. Anybody that's cutting anywhere is getting pinballed. This game is going to get chippy. I mean, it's a great basketball game so far. Just keep looking forward to get a little more physical. It's glad to see let the refs are letting it go a little bit.
Thank
you. Know, Ryan, I would anticipate, though, that Harbor Beach is going to start feeding the ball inside and then kicking it back out because Sandusky is really collapsing to the ball.
Yeah, they are. In that 2-3 zone, they're trying not to let it get inside to look for the kick out to Jason Hansen or Eli Kraft on the three.
As Baisdell went for 1-2 at the free throw line, made his first, and then Harbor Beach came down, and there was a kick that was uncalled. And Baisdell got it back, and then he made an easy two, and Harbor Beach takes the time out. So just like that, Sandusky retakes the lead, 12-11 over Harbor Beach. We're going to stay here. It's a 30-second timeout called by Harbor Beach with 2:42 left in the second quarter. Brian Brown is listening in to that Harbor Beach huddle. John, what are you seeing? Where are the shots being taken?
Well, right now, Harbor Beach cannot get off the block. They just can't do anything, it seems, because what has happened is the stand-up is pushing the defense out, can't get a real clear look at the outside shot, and any time that Harbor Beach does kick the ball inside, the Harbor Beach is not kicking it back out. Sandusky is collapsing, and they're getting turnovers on this. They're double, triple-keeping the inside.
All right, now we check in with Ryan Brown. What you hear in that huddle?
Harbor Beach is really getting stymied by this 2-3 zone that Sandusky is running. So Coach Rubel is going to have his guys run a little bit more motion offense against the zone to try and get something working for them.
All right, here comes Kraft. Another interesting point. Harbor Beach is shooting 3-for-10 from the free throw line thus far. 2.5 minutes left. Sandusky leads by one. Hanson in the corner for three. No. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Booms of Harbor Beach. Sandusky ball.
There was a nice kick out in there.
Yes, there was.
Harbor Beach.
Number 10, Bills, has it. Trying to inbound it. As full court pressure comes in for Sandusky, or Harbor Beach. In the base bell, Harbor Beach retreat. 2:18 left. Sandusky leads by one. We have quite the barn burner on our hands, folks. Number 11, Shifley. Over to Baisdell. Dribbling stop at the key. Tries to feed it in. Nothing there. Back to Shifley. Takes the jump shot just inside the free-throw line. Yes. Shifley now with 7 points. Makes it 14-11. 3-point lead over the Pirates. And Kaboom to the right post. Kicks it back out to Ginter. Up to Sloan Glassy top of the key. Bounce right out top of his head. He's still hanging on to it. Booms to the right post again. Goes up against Shifley. Goes against Baisdell. Nice turnaround. Jump shot. Slash power layup from Booms. Makes it now 14-13. Sandusky still leading by one. Mills brings it up for Sandusky. Pass it over to Baisdell to take the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Sandusky, though. Number 12, Brandon Tucker. He now has four. And it's a 3-point lead for Sandusky, 16-13, with a minute 20 left in the first half. Kraft goes up for the turnaround jump shot from about 8 feet. That one's good. And now it's 16-15. Also, the offense
starting to heat up a little bit.
The offense has decided to show up finally in the second quarter, or almost at halftime. As Shifley passes over to Baisdell, Baisdell decides to do a little hop before he dribbles.
One too many steps.
And it's disco night here in Harbor Beach, according to the officials, and it's Harbor Beach ball. 16-15. Sandusky lead by one. 1:05 left in the first half. Kraft crosses the center line. Top of the key, being guarded by Bill. Kicks it over, almost stolen by Shifley. Kraft dribbles right into the lane. He goes up for the shot. No shot. Looks like a foul on the floor. Foul's on Sandusky. Number 10, Mills.
That's three on him.
That's three on Mills. And 10 team fouls for Sandusky. So Kraft's going to be shooting two from the line. And I presume this is number 24 for Sandusky, Grasso. Grasso, Matt Grasso, thank you.
You know, that is the eighth miss that Harbor Beach has had from the foul line.
As Eli Kraft misses the first. Matt Grasso comes into the game for the three foul bills. 54.4 seconds left in the first half. Kraft misses another free throw. That's nine misses. Only three makes for the Pirates as they pass it all the way down the court. Number 24, Matt Grasso, the new man in the game, puts in the easy layup. It's now a 3-point lead, 18-15. Sandusky with 40 seconds left in the first half. Kraft crosses the timeline, being guarded by number 24, Grasso. End of the first quarter, Bad X leads USA 14-11.
Who shot that? That was Sloan Glassy.
Sloan Glassy from the corner for three. Yes, ties it back up at 18 apiece with 20 seconds left.
The book on Sloan said he would not take that shot. In fact, Sandusky's the guy that was guarding him, was just way back in the paint. He was just daring him to shoot, and Sloan did.
And Baisdell takes the three with 9 seconds left. That one's no good. And rebounded by Kraft. Here come the Pirates with 5 seconds left. Kicks it into Ginter underneath the post. Intercepted by Baisdell. That one, end of the first half. It's a circus act out here, John. 18-18.
It is entertaining,
just
believe
me. Just like we started, that's how we end the half, 18-18. Now we check in with Ryan Brown, who's meeting up with head coach of Sandusky, Ryan Pritchard. Ryan, take it away.
We just need to, I think, slow down a little bit offensively and see what's there and move the ball a little more, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
I love it.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, thank you, Ryan. On that one, we kind of lost signal a little bit, but we got the gist of it. Need to swing the ball around a little more. You're tuned to WLEW. We're going to wrap up this first half right after this. After two, high ball game in Harbor Beach, 18-18. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Bill Jackson from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Save yourself a bundle on the remaining 2011 Ford trucks in stock. We have F-250 diesel crew cabs, plus two half-ton trucks. But hurry, because when they're gone, they're gone. That's at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends